With cineplexes filled with teen flicks and action heroes, the adult romantic comedy Laws of Attraction would seem to have a niche audience to itself. Bob Mondello says the spring weather had him in the mood, but that his ardor cooled pretty quickly.
Audrey Woods, played by Julianne Moore, is tailored and snappy, every inch the powerhouse New York divorce lawyer. Daniel Rafferty, played by Pierce Brosnan, is rumpled and scruffy, but he's a powerhouse too. One-upsmanship is clearly called for, so Audrey, possibly on a sugar high from the coconut-covered snowball she just scarfed down, launches into her pitch, only to have Daniel notice that she has something on her lip.
I realize you're just starting to familiarize yourself with the case, but I wanted to make you aware that... What?
You got a little right here.
Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying...
He reaches up, removes the speck from her lip, and with the debonair nonchalance that has no doubt won him hundreds of cases, ascertains what it is by popping it into his mouth.
Snowball. I don't settle.
This is known as meeting cute, and it naturally leads to the two divorce lawyers heading for a bar to argue cute about marriage and dating.
Oh, this is what you see. You see that I couldn't be dating anyone? I could be dating, mister. Trust me, okay? I could be dating a whole big deal. I could be lobbying for a 12-day week. I'm dating so much, okay?
Is it just me, or does it sound like the actress came up with that whole big deal part herself? Well, never mind. Soon they're drinking each other under the table, falling into bed together, and then dueling with rapier wit in the courtroom.
Because that was not your position last night. Assuming you remember last night's position.
I'm pretty sure the screenwriters came up with that one. Events then conspire to send our legalistic lovebirds off to Ireland, where they wake up wearing wedding bands after being captivated by the local custom of drinking each other under the table.
Did we get married last night?
Yes, I have a feeling we did. The details are a little bit fuzzy, but I think the bride was scintillating in a figure-hugging Serena outfit, and you're not happy.
Do I look happy?
No, and I'm going to guess that's because she read the rest of the script. Now, I bow to no one in my admiration for Julianne Moore. If it had been up to me, she'd have won both of the Oscars she was up for 2 years ago. But the vulnerability that worked so well for her in Far From Heaven and The Hours doesn't suddenly turn comic just because the volume gets turned up. The lady needs lines. And classy as she and Pierce Brosnan are, they can't lend credibility to characters who behave in ways that would be implausible, even for the idiots they're representing. High-flying legal eagles who don't even ask to see their own marriage license risk being charged with alienation of audience affection at the very least. As for Laws of Attraction, in the court of public opinion, I'm guessing the jury won't be out for long. I'm Bob Mondello.